Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa tahu la shriqa lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. Taking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly declaring that Allah is the one God and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. We greet everyone with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Eid Mubarak. As we are approaching the St. Pete Islamic Center, we are thankful for everyone being here today and ready for Juma. And this morning we had the Eid Salat and Pinellas Park, which is a city adjacent to St. Petersburg, Florida. And now we're in St. Petersburg at the local Islamic Center, which the imam here is Imam Wilmore Mika Siddiqui. And that was the music behind the intro. And but I believe the assistant imam is going to be presenting the Sidr Khatib for today, and that's Imam Eric Yassin Bashir. So in just a moment, we'll be going inside, and we will be connecting with you with the khutbah for today. So praise be to Almighty God. I'm going to say assalamu alaikum as I
sit right here, and as soon as our car is parked, then I'll be going right inside. Okay, everyone? Walk with me inside, inshallah. It is a beautiful, beautiful day here. Pray that your weather is fine where you are. And I'll go inside. Oops, I'm sorry. Still missing. You're going to be able to listen. Pulling somebody's number up. Imam Kareem Hameen. Oh, Lord. I came in the wrong one. Any man, Kareem Hameed, I'm missing his extra mark on his phone. Hopefully, he'll call back in. It's me, the man. Okay, so everyone is acclimated.
Okay. Someone drives extravagant cars in the night code. I brought him pushing my daughter right there. Over the doctor. This is where I get this phone call. Also, we have our box up front. We like to put the money in there too. Currently, cash is not working for us right now. So, if you wanted to use that, or you can cash out the man or myself, and then the email address for Zelle is stipcenter@yahoo.com. There's actually a slide on the wall that we want to use because they're trying to process that. Sunday is Talim with Brother Iman Diki, Brother Glenn is with his. And of course, it's dynamic. No updates or further announcements for many of that now. So, really quick, did y'all have a blessed Ramadan? Made it through that and was with his family. We're here to only celebrate the praise of Allah.
I need to put, I'm trying to get attention to put the phone up there for AM 360. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Thank you, Amen.
Rasulullah, Rasulullah, Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. First we seek refuge with Allah from Satan the avowed enemy. We begin in the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, the especially merciful. All praise and thanks is due to Allah, the Lord and sustainer of all worlds and systems of knowledge. Indeed, we give praise to Allah whom we seek his aid and forgiveness for our wrongdoings, our nafs, our souls. He whom Allah guides, there is none that can lead them astray. And he whom Allah leads astray, there is none that can guide them. I bear witness, there is none worthy of worship but Allah, the one God who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his prophet, servant, and messenger. Also want to open up with Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, it's a time for celebration. Time to just give reverence to your Lord. And inshallah, you learn that. You learn that through the scorched earth. The scorched month. It's hard. And in the scorched earth, Allah is drying up everything, just like he dry you up. Now it's time to replenish the body so that it can grow properly. Hopefully, today starts a new day for you. A new day for you to live and be someone better. We won't say different, but better. So Allah has revealed that he in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, we have all witnessed it. And he sent down the Quran as a guide to mankind, not Muslims, but mankind. He sent it down to give us bayina, to be able to know what's right and what's wrong. It is the judgment. It is the Furqan between right and wrong. So if you find yourself in the month, you are to fast. You are to sacrifice that. The beauty about fasting is, what is it that Allah wants you to get out of it? What is it that you need to achieve? He said you may learn taqwa. You may learn consciousness, self-restraint. Because when you're in the consciousness of Allah, you restrain yourself from the things that you have always deemed to be bad habits for yourself. You learn how to do that. By doing so, you become the evidence manifest to be the best people evolved, evolving for mankind. The revelation is always tying itself together to prove to you that we are carrying the evidence of truth. We are carrying the evidence of what is right and wrong. We're also carrying the logic to be able to answer some of the questions that America or people themselves, the rest of the world, is having, the problems that they're having. However, this month that just passed, and we're entering a new month, and that we're witnessing, that we witnessed and we practiced and we put ourselves through, that it leads us to what is that clear evidence? Because they will not believe in anything. Will not believe. They will continue to stay in the state of their thinking and the way that they do things simply because there is no objection. There's no one that they can see that's living the deen, that's living the life that is true. And the surah that ties in with surah 2185 about Ramadan and the month and how we should fast, how we witnessed it, and what we should get out of it, and that the Quran came down for us in that month, that to tie into the clear evidence is surah 98. And Allah reveals, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, those who are rejectors, rejectors of faith, are among the people of the book, min ahlil kitab wa mushrikeen, and those who believe in everything. I like to say everything. Not just more than one God, but they believe in everything. You know, like a philosophy teacher says, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. That's good, too. Yeah, that's good. And you never can really nail them down on what they actually believe, what their principles are, because they believe in everything. It's okay to be whatever. It's okay if you choose to change yourselves after Allah has created you perfect already. That's what a polytheist, they believe in everything. Just believe in more than one God, because there's a God for every system out there. There's a God. But the system that we follow, the system that we're supposed to follow, is the Quran that was sent down during the month that just passed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the system that Allah wants us in, because this is the system that says we only believe in one God who has no partner. But they'll never stop, because the polytheists, they believe in everything. And they are the ones that cause mischief in the world, because you can believe and be and do whatever you like. There's no restraint. There's no taqwa. And in some areas in the Quran, they say you believe in the morning, but they don't believe. What a polytheist is. It's not just somebody believe in three gods, because we have always thought that's what it meant. Three and one. But they believe in a lot of stuff. They love the theology of believing in everything. Those who reject the truth among the people of the book and among the polytheists are not going to depart from their ways until there should come to them bayina, a people who are living the clear evidence. You probably couldn't find that bayina anywhere else unless it's the suhuf of Ibrahim and Musa, what Allah has confirmed to be true in this writing, this revelation, the bayina, the clear evidence. So coming out of that month, and now we are starting to fire up those seeds that have been dead for the last month. We're starting to rejuvenate ourselves. Who will we be? Who will we be? Who do we want to be? Are we that conscious people? Are we that people that Allah said, you may learn this. You may learn taqwa. You may learn it. You may learn this consciousness. The Baina is an example of a people. Because the very next ayat tells you who our example is. Rasul min Allahi yatlu suhufan mutahara suhuf. Rasul min Allahi, a messenger from Allah, rehearsing the suhuf, holy scripture, kept pure and holy. Why are we looking at something else? What is our problem? The clear evidence is right here in our books. It's okay to have back and forth. As long as you're talking about Allah, I think it's healthy. I think it's very healthy. So we're looking at the clear evidence from the message of Allah, who the revelation came to. He was getting the suhuf. He was getting the confirmation of what had been given before that. Because we know that it's not his millah we're following the millah of Ibrahim. This is what our Quran tells us. So if we're following the Quran, we're following the Prophet. If we're following the Prophet, then we're following our father Ibrahim. May Allah, the peace and blessings be upon them all. Because they were the spearhead of the clear evidence. And you are the spearhead of clear evidence. Of all of the five pillars that we practice, Ramadan is yours. Ramadan is yours. I don't know if you ate 5 days ago, the other day. I don't know what kind of sickness you may have had. That's between you and your Lord. Something that's very private. So that when you come out on the other side, you are to be different. You are to be something new. I think that's very important for us to know, to be something new. So that you can be a part of that spirit. Because it is. They have to see it. They will never change if they don't see it. They need someone to stand on the principle of what the Quran has revealed to the Prophet. May peace and blessings be upon him. And the way he did follow this to the T, how he acted, what the revelation meant to him in his heart, and how he dealt with his sahabas, his people. Very important. Wherein the laws and decrees are right and straight. In this, there's nothing crooked. But we know we have read revelations or other books that have been changed. They're trying to tell you that it hadn't been changed, but it's been changed. Because our books tell us, this is what's kept pure and holy. This is what is to the point. You don't need to know all these other details that stray you into these other things. But one of the things about knowledge, is that when it comes to a people, all we got to do is just go back. And we can go back to the 60s. We can go back to the 40s. We can go back to the 30s. And just think in our heads the process that got us this far. And when that knowledge came to us, many people say, well, I got the answer. I need to be a millionaire now. I'm good. I can just go on and do my thing. When all of the ideas came from a messenger that came to a people. The process. The process. Y'all got to come back home to the foundation. Get away from all of the stories and the misconceptions of this and that and all these other things that happen. And not feel afraid to stand on the revelation itself. You can learn But you must stand on the revelation itself. If you choose something else, you may be choosing another God. You may not know that until that day comes when you're in the grave. Because the very next verse in the clear evidence said, nor did the people of the book make his divisions, fitness, trouble. All these different things that we have because something came to them until that evidence came to them. And when it came to them, what they did? They split and started their own factions, their own groups. Because they want their particular idea or ideology to supersede the basic principles that Allah had already set for us. And if we stay in line, if we be patient, we can be successful. Belief is not just saying that you believe. Belief is work. Belief is like the first 300. Who had the battle. Those are believers. Because Allah made it specific that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked the ones who truly believed, those who left with you and came here. Get those who starved with you in the desert. Get those who have parents have died because they said they believed. Get those who are strong who believe in this revelation. Not me, not the prophet himself, believe in the revelation. You have to understand, a man who never killed anybody now has got to fight people. I never fired a gun in anger. But to lead soldiers or people to do that, that's scary. You need Allah with you. You need to have a confidence. You need to have... You know, that yakin, that certainty, you need to have it. You got to think that all these people were suffering because this man wouldn't just give up the revelation. But he can't tell them to go because they believe. And they were willing to suffer. They were willing to be there. They were willing to strive because of the revelation. Nothing else. Wasn't about his wife. It wasn't about his... None of the children and other people he knew growing up, it was about what was being revealed to him. And they thought it was crazy when he said he went to Jerusalem. And his best friend said, I believe more of what is being revealed to him than some story you're talking about. And that's a beautiful thing. I was a believer because he believed what Allah was revealing to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a confirmation. We have, for the last month, been reading our book because that's the month when it came down. We're looking for the night of power. We want to be better people. We want to be doing things different for ourselves after that month. And we want to be the spearhead, clear evidence. And just remember that it's simple, that Allah just said he commanded no more than this, just to worship Allah exclusively, offering him sincere and truthful devotion that he is one God, no partners, no wives, no children, none of that, being true in it, sincere in it, and the only way you really can do it is how you treat your brothers and sisters and how well you stick to the Quran, getting your answers from the Quran, getting your answers from the guidance, the clear evidence. That's the only way. Or it's going to be some people that's going to come up against you. But who's going to stand for it? Who's going to be the people that stand for that? Well, I tell you, I am. I don't know everything in here. I don't know everything. I don't try to know everything. But I know that I can get answers from it. Know that I can get answers. Because when we look at that process that has happened for almost 100 years, we have followed everybody. Why not just follow Allah and what he said? what he has revealed. I know that that would be kind of challenging to some people, but it's not hard. He said, all that I say is in the command to worship none other than me and being true about it, being sincere. Establish your regular prayer. Love your prayer. That's your connection. Do your charity. Be kind to people. Help them out. That is the religion. Deep. Right and straight. Definitely clear. But it's really, what did we learn in Ramadan to bring us to this day and who we want to be for the next, to the end of our lives? It's very important. I pray that something I said today is helpful to help you celebrate yourself so that you can be that new thing, that new you, that better you, and that you can go forward from here seeking to be better and better and better. Because we know what happens to those who reject, those who hide this truth. We just got to hold on to what Allah has revealed. We'll be fine. If something is whirling around in your head right now that, oh, well, you do need this, that's you. And it's okay. But the first community didn't have that. They didn't have that. All they had was the spearhead of the prophet and the revelation that came to them, and they followed it. They followed it. They followed the revelation that was revealed to him, and they followed it. We can do that because the people need to see the clear evidence. I pray that something I said today is helpful and that we can grow from this point. I pray that you accept this Jummah, and Allah accept this Jummah, because my intent is not to do any harm or wrong or stray you in any way. The whole point of the Jummah is to stick to the revelation the best I can, the best I can. And to teach that that's what you should do. If there's any wrong, it's my mistake. I'm not perfect. I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask Allah most of all for forgiveness. But all that is good that you get from this, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر والله أولى ولا قوات إلا بالله. Really quick, tomorrow at 10 o'clock we'll be here. There should be bounce houses, so I would like to see the kids come out. And there'll be food. There'll be food here too. So come on out. It'll be from around 10 o'clock in the morning to 2. So I'll try to be here early, like, you know, 8 o'clock, and we'll start doing our thing here. And if there's kids down the street, invite them. Anybody that's here, if you see kids running around, just invite them down. If we have to go get more food, we'll go get more food. We'll do what we have to do, because we have to make an impact on the surrounding community. We have to. We have to do more of that this year. And I was even thinking that we do the iftar with the city. Would they do an Eid for the city? Would they do an Eid celebration so that everybody can see what we're doing? Not just, you know, we're just confined here, but we can do something in a parking lot somewhere, carnival style, with the city support, something like that. Maybe T-Bama can help us out on that one. That's a good idea, I think. Inshallah, inshallah. Allah bless you. If you have to continue to go on to work, be safe. It's kind of like my day also. I get to relax a little bit. Alhamdulillah. I pray that all of you are well. And inshallah, I see you all again in the near future, that we're working together and we're making this thing work. I think this is a special place because we stand on the principles of the Quran. And we're going to make mistakes. So what? So what? We're human beings. I mean, mistakes that we made already. We've been here a long time. We've made a lot of mistakes. So let's not get into all the mistakes, especially in your deen. This is a beautiful religion, and it's easy. We just haven't shown the rest of the world how easy it is. And how beautiful it is to believe in Allah, the one God, and his prophets, all of them. So may Allah forgive us and help us to be good people and good Muslims, keep us safe as we travel, and bring us back to our place so that we can be together, inshallah, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatin wa fil akhirati hasanatin wa qina adhaban. He commented to us.
Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360. Our host this day of Juma is our beloved Martha Naila Abdullah, the executive director for the Community Wise Surah Conference. Her call has dropped, but I spoke with her earlier and concerning the commentary of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad. And praise be to Allah, we have want to share with you his address entitled Night of Power, inshallah. Let me begin this address, and we pray that all of us benefit from the hearing, inshallah. We were planning to share. Let me see if I can find it. Inshallah. Let me go back. And there we go. Let me see. Yes. Okay. There we go. Let me make a few corrections here. And we'll move forward. Praise be to Allah. I found it. This is entitled The Night of Power, Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad. May we all benefit from the hearing, inshallah. Also, Praise be to Allah. Eid Mu Mubarak to everyone. May we have a blessed Eid from a blessed Ramadan.
Now going back to the interpretation of the night of Fath as the Muslim era or the Muslim age, reading on the Genesis, the beginning of creation. And understanding that the agents of God, the Holy Spirit, and the angels were really pure beings. And they must descend first. And then the revelation comes. And then the dawn, the day, the dawning. A day with the Lord is as a thousand with you. It's the scripture, isn't it? Before, scripture, old scripture. A day with the Lord is as a thousand with you. So here comes the day. The day, the dawning of the intellect. The dawning of the intellect. And when this dawning starts happening for the intellect, then the same thing happens in the garden. And the same thing happens for the world that happens for the garden. See, God freed the man, he put him in the garden, and then he charged him to do what? Dress the garden. So these ones who love righteousness and purity, they will be awakened, their intellects will be awakened. And they will see themselves standing in the garden of their own souls. Yes. And they will get the message from God, dress the garden. And the Lord that revealed the word of the Quran to awaken our intellect, to turn us on to scientific inquiry as well as to obedience as servant, but to scientific inquiry, same God will have us pretty soon dressed in the garden. These soul brothers, they'll have their souls dressed up with clothes manufactured by them, with homes developed, built by them, with factories.
Let me go back one page. That's part two of the, that's part two. Here we go. Praise be to Allah. Okay. Okay, we are beginning this address from its beginning. That was part two. Forgive me, I started at part two, but let me, yes, praise be to Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Yes, this is the night of power. Comes on an odd day, not on the even day. And in the Quran, God mentions to us as signs, the even and the odd, the even numbers and the odd numbers. And the night of power comes on an odd number, not on an even number. And you know, Quran, the very first words of revelation came to the prophet saying, read. And and the report. I don't have that many to select from. You know, we have a small number of boys compared to what they have in these other schools, you see. We don't have as many to select from. So given all the facts about the situation, the contest, I think they're super. Yeah. Yes, this is the night of power. Comes on an odd day, not on an even day. And in the Quran, God mentions to us as signs, the even and the odd, the even numbers and the odd numbers. And the night of power comes on an odd number, not on an even number. And you know, Quran, the very first words of Revelation came to the prophet saying, read. And the report that is given to us from the reporters on the prophet's life, they say that the angel pressed the prophet one time, told him to read, and he said he couldn't read. They pressed him again, said he couldn't read. But on the third time, the reading came. The reading came on the third time. So this is on the odd number that the reading came, you see. And Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, the night of power is better than 1,000 months. Here recently, I was in California, and my former teacher, the teacher that my father got in Chicago, he was of Jordan, I believe. I think that's where his home was, Jordan. And he had moved to the United States. He was living there, doing business, real estate, and some other business. Al-Raj Muhammad advertised for a teacher to teach us Arabic in our school, University of Islam in Chicago. So this Arab, he came, said he had read the article, the announcement, asking for someone to teach Arabic. So he came for the job. We had had, let's see, two other teachers before him. He came, he was a young man compared to one of them. He was young. And he came and he became our teacher. And I saw him in Phoenix, not California, Phoenix, recently. And he was looking very good. I was so happy to see him looking so good. Looked like to me he had gotten younger. Looking very good. So I told him, I said, you look 10 years younger than you did when I saw you last time. He said, yes, I'm doing much better now. And so we got in a conversation. And he mentioned Laylatul Qadr. And he was saying that, commenting on what I had said, he was also at the meeting in Phoenix, and he heard my address. So he was commenting on what I had said at the address, and he said, you know, it's time for us to come forward with better explanation. For the benefit of Muslims today. I'm not quoting him word for word, but I'm giving you what he said. the night of power has more to do with the hunger in the soul for understanding, the hunger in the intellect for perception than anything else. Peace it is until the rise of the dawn. Why is the peace? Hatta means just what it says. Until. That means there's a change coming. Until in English means a change. Run until you fall out. Well, we know after until is going to be a change. Falling out. So peace is till the rise of the dawn. That means after the night there's no peace. Do we have this in other religions? Yes, during the Christmas season. What do you get? Holy night, silent night. Peace everywhere. So they have that in their religion too, don't they? A night that is a night of peace. Peace it is until the rise of the dawn. Said, and the people, they didn't differ until the clear knowledge came to them. Right? They didn't differ. They didn't argue and dispute with each other before. But only after our friend, the knowledge, the clear knowledge came to them, then they began to argue. Al-bayyana. When the clear knowledge came to them, then they began to differ with each other. And difference is the end of the peace, right? That's the end of the peace. There ain't peace for now. We arguing with each other. We debating each other. We're differing with each other. We're claiming that my way is better than your way. I'm right and you wrong. Look how agreeable the following of the prophet was. Look how agreeable they were. During the early days of his works. But as knowledge was unfolded for them, and they began to have some knowledge to stand upon, they start giving their opinions and whatnot and bringing their arguments to him. So and so says this. Will you give us the understanding of this or verify what he's saying for us? Then after he passed, they really got into it. Yeah, they really got into it. The prophet never heard of a Shiite. And you know what else? The prophet never heard of a Sunni. Well, they weren't existent. There are no such people as Shiites and Sunnis. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. We have promised the hereafter, paradise, etc. But we also promise clear perception. Clear perception. That we will see clearly, perceive very clearly. So our minds will be at ease, and our hearts and our souls will be at ease, because the confusion will be gone. The understanding will be complete and clear. God says that He sent Muhammad as a liberator to teach us purity, or to purify us, and to teach us the book, the Quran, to teach us the book, and the rational basis